I'm Floyd Hall, and in this Wonder Root Artist feature, I am particularly happy and pleased to talk with Mike Clapthor. Mike is one of the artists that I get a chance to cross paths with pretty frequently, so I'm happy to steal you for a moment to talk with you about what it is that you do in the ceramics space and talk more about Mike Clapthor's robots.
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely.
So, first of all, how did we get here in terms of you and your robots? Where did it all begin?
I've been doing figurative sculpture for a while. Really what happened was that I was involved in an art show with a group of friends who were doing kind of a sci-fi theme to their show. And I had this idea in my back pocket that, you know, I'd been doing stuff on the wheel, mostly in order to teach classes so that I could, you know, do some pottery classes on the side or something. And I was like, you know, these forms are really something that could easily turn into, you know, these kind of robot-looking things if I were to put them together. So I was just sitting on that idea for a while, and the show rolled around, and I was like, all right, well, I'll break this out. You know, this is kind of a casual thing. I'll just see how these robots do. And the response was so good. And then we had another show and another show. I just kept doing them. And I was like, oh, these are so fun, you know. In my free time, I would end up drawing robots. And I had an excuse to do that. So it was, it just kind of had its own momentum. And it's been really fun. And I'm, you know, trying new things with each one every time.
Talk about your first one and how maybe you went from that first one into how you've evolved your sense of detail from then to now.
Sure, yeah. If you look back, because I try to, you know, update my website pretty often, and so you can see the chronology of the robots. And the very first couple of them, they're made from, you know, I would throw maybe 6 or 7 pieces of a couple of cylindrical cups and some bowls and just assemble them pretty much as is. And you can kind of look at it and tell, like, okay, this is made out of a bowl and a couple of cups. And then later, you know, as each one goes, it's like, oh, what if I slice that in half and, you know, these bowls become the shoulders or something. And they got more and more intricate. And now I don't think it's not even really recognizable that they're made from pottery pieces, because they're so, I mean, it takes me like 3 times longer to finish one.
Does
but
it?
I kind of, yeah. Yeah. But I really am into, you know, trying different things, new techniques and new details and stuff like that. Like, I sort of can't stay away from that. So it doesn't bother me that it's taken longer. Like, I like that they're, you know, getting bigger and more intricate and things.
Give a sense of the scale.
The first one that I made was probably about maybe 1 foot high or so. Might, you know, fit in like a shoebox or something. And now they're going to be about double that size. I've got one actually in the kiln right now. It's a really big guy, probably at least double that size.
Now, you talked about it taking you longer these days, not only because of the increase in scale, but also your evolution when it comes to the amount of detail that you put into your creations. Even as it's taking you longer, what about your process has gotten more efficient?
I don't know that I've gotten more efficient in anything, really. I've probably just focused in on some more details that I really want to hone. I mean, you know, I had a kind of a palette that I wanted to work with at the beginning, and I've really, that's become more efficient. You know, I know what kind of surface treatments I want to do for everything. I really like that kind of crusty look for all of them. So I'm able to get that pretty easily now. That comes readily. The things that I have changed are that I like, you know, now that I have a little bit more range and a little bit more detail to them, I like being able to give them kind of a look and a personality and still look very robotic. So I try to give them subtle body language or very subtle expressions or things like that. I think I kind of get a kick out of like having them be sort of human and have personalities, but also very robotic and, you know, mechanical. That's something that I'm really interested in playing around with. The one that I mentioned earlier that I finished recently is a real big guy, and he's got big shoulders and strong looking arms and stuff, but he's put his head down and he's kind of looking at his shoes and he's fidgety with his fingers. And I thought that that would be kind of a funny mix of, you know, being a shy, giant, you know, crushing looking robot.
Are your creations one of one, or are you really into reproductions at this standpoint?
Actually, weirdly, I don't, you know, it seems like it should be a mechanical, you know, process. But I like doing originals. I sell them out of a gallery over in Decatur, and I got a couple of people that have been collecting them now, and I like for them to have a unique one. I think that's sort of an interesting facet to them too. You know, they are robots, but you know, they are looking a little bit human, and they're also going to be one of a kind. Probably at some point, I might start to explore different mediums. That's kind of been something that's coming up again and again. I've had to turn down different opportunities because, you know, they are made out of clay. They're still relatively fragile. And, you know, I can't do a series of them because it takes too long. You know, if I were to make molds or something and do them out of plastic, they could be a little less expensive. And labor wouldn't be so intense. And, you know, I could maybe participate in different shows. But for now, I really like the uniqueness of each character. I like trying to maintain that.
When I first saw one of your robots, instantly I thought about some sort of a comic strip, mm-hmm. or storyline or a cartoon. How many times have you been approached about that idea for your robots?
A couple of times, just kind of like people will say, oh, are these from a show, or do you do comic books, or what is this from? And I'm like, no, you know, I like pretty much all the work that I have ever done, you know, even outside of this robot series. I like artwork that looks like it's plucked out of an ongoing narrative. You know, you kind of look at it and think, man, there's a bigger story to this. I want to know what that is all about. I think the tiny little factors will start to create a story with it too. The rust on the robots, the fact that they look worn out, that they all have different looks, and on the website I give them names for the roles that they play. You know, things like that create a background and a storyline that you don't have to give people to make it interesting, but it kind of alludes to it. And yeah, that's my favorite kind of stuff. When I see other people's artwork like that, I'm always really intrigued to find out, like, where is this coming from? What is the background story behind this? And I don't need that story. I just like the idea of it.
Let's take a bit of a different path and talk about your experience as a Wonder Root Walthall Fellow.
Sure, yeah. It's been pretty amazing. You want me to talk about the program overall? It started with, it's 12. We lost one, unfortunately. He had to leave early on for a different job. So we have 11 artists, and we meet at least twice a month. And we started last May, I believe. And once a month we have these symposiums where we go and meet people affiliated with the arts in some capacity. But honestly, like 90% of them I never even knew existed. I mean, meeting with Georgia lawyers from the arts, all kinds of different arts advocates in all sorts of different arenas, people from C4, it's a great organization that offers professional development for artists as well. Working artists in all different capacities. And the opportunity to meet with these people and to really have a professional but casual dialogue with them is one of the best parts to me, for sure. I would have never been able to do that otherwise. And then usually after that, a couple of weeks after we have these meetings, we'll all sit down with each other. And even more casually, we'll kind of talk about our thoughts that we've had, having these meetings, kind of digest it all with each other, kind of as this group of working artists and friends now. And it's been really great. It's a really great setup for somebody who is working now, really focusing their lives on being a professional artist. I think it's something that when I first heard about it, I was wondering why, you know, college courses don't have this sort of thing incorporated already. Trying to think about marketing your work, trying to think about maybe being an art educator, just all the different facets that you run into as a working artist. That is what this program has offered to me, and it's been amazing. We're closing in now on doing our final show. We're going to do a collective show together, kind of think about all that we've seen and done and talked about, and create a body of work all at once. So it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So Mike, let all of our listeners know, A, where they can contact you, and then B, where they can find your work out in the public.
Sure. The gallery that's showing my work consistently right now is called the Scene Gallery in Decatur. It's if you are familiar with Decatur, it's just across from the square, and they show a lot of great work. They're showing a lot of ceramic figurative artists in particular. So got a good fun mix over there. And then I participate in shows all around town all the time. I update that on my website, which is mclapthor.com. And all the robots that I've made up to this point are on there, as well as some links to some other things that I've done. And I try to keep that pretty current too. So you can feel free to contact me through that if you have any interests or questions, or you just want to get a robot question or something for me to shoot.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Floyd.